Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Pinellas County just got a new shipment of 10,000 coronavirus vaccine doses. People can sign up for appointments online beginning at 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. In addition, the Florida Department of Health in Pasco County will hold 4 COVID-19 vaccination clinics next week at St. Leo University and Sears at the Gulfview Square Mall. The website for both counties is patientportalfl.com. Today, Florida added more than 11,400 new positive coronavirus cases and 202 more fatalities. More than 26,000 Florida residents have died with COVID-19. A new coronavirus variant identified in South Africa has been found in the United States for the first time. South Carolina officials say 2 such cases have been diagnosed in the state. Viruses mutate frequently, and many variants of the coronavirus are circulating around the globe, but scientists are primarily concerned with 3 that appear to spread more easily. Other variants first reported in the United Kingdom and Brazil were already confirmed in the U.S. Variants could be even more widespread, but the U.S. has not sequenced the virus from enough infected people to find out. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a Florida budget that's even larger than last year, despite the economic crash brought on by the pandemic. DeSantis proposed a $96.6 billion budget for the next fiscal year, which is $4 billion more than the year before. DeSantis' plan comes as the state is expecting a deficit of more than $2.7 billion. The governor says a large amount of his spending plan is earmarked for COVID-19 related costs and propped up by federal money.
$2.6 billion increase related to COVID expenditures. Lion's share of that is Medicaid. The overall increase in Medicaid is about $3 billion year over year. And our Department of Emergency Management increase for pandemic responses, $400 million.
Other budget highlights include $10 million for the Resilient Coastlines Program within the Department of Environmental Protection. DeSantis says the goal of the program will be to help combat sea level rise and protect coral reefs. Robinhood and other online trading platforms are moving to restrict trading in GameStop and other stocks that have soared recently due to rabid buying by smaller investors. GameStop stock rocketed from below $20 to more than $400 this month as a volunteer army of investors on social media challenged big institutions who placed market bets that the stock would fall. Among the restrictions announced by Robinhood today, investors would only be able to sell their positions and not open new ones in some cases, and Robinhood will try to slow the amount of trading using borrowed money. Here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, clear and cold. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, sunny with afternoon highs in the mid-60s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
What does your toothbrush, a fish dinner, and your running shoes have in common? Plastic. We now live on planet plastic. Billions of tons of waste from everyday products made of these chemical contaminants are strewn literally everywhere, on the highest mountaintops, into the deepest seabeds, in dense tropical jungles, and all across barren deserts. It's estimated, for example, that in less than 30 years, the gross volume of discarded plastic in our oceans will outnumber fish. From grocery carryout bags to shower curtains to almost invisible bits of microplastics, the vast tonnage of this trash increases every minute, with an afterlife lasting centuries, wreaking havoc on ecosystems, destroying species, and infusing our water, air, soil, food, and us. Consider just 2 common products, your toothbrush and your sneakers. Until the 1930s, toothbrushes were made of degradable natural components. Since then, practically all have been throwaway plastic brushes. But there is no away, so nearly all of the trillions of brushes we've discarded in the past century are still out there, somewhere on the land or in our water. Moving from your teeth to your feet, consider that millions of sneakers are sold in the U.S. each year, advertised as being athletic and cool. What's uncool is that they're made almost entirely of melded and molded plastics that are practically impossible to recycle. So, after a short time in our closets, sneakers spend an eternity as globs of toxic plastic trash. This is Jim Hightower saying, we're being choked by our own synthetic waste, from billions of plastic bottles and cigarette filters to tons of straws and synthetic rubber tires. To help stop the insanity, contact Beyond Plastics, beyondplastics.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.